Warning, we are a spoiler-based podcast. At times, we are also an offensive podcast, and we are most certainly a verbally explicit podcast. So if you fear for any of your delicate sensibilities, please back up now before you reach the point of no return. This is your final warning.
Welcome to another episode of Cinematic Anarchy, the podcast that feels like the podcast equivalent of that coyote ugly date you had last night that you had to chew your arm off to get away from. With me today.
Oh my god.
Am I wrong though?
No, not really. Hi, it's just us two today, guys.
Just me and Miss B today. We are working on slightly less rushed content. But life is busy. Life is busy. People get busy. And, you know, even
shit happens.
Even in COVID world, it's tough to slow down and get shit done sometimes.
Yeah. Spooky's going to be here tonight.
Ah, yes. Well, she's going to be here, but not here.
Well, she's going to be here with me.
Oh, yes. It'll be a while before we get her back on the podcast, though.
Yeah, no.
She's doing her around the country trip. And today we picked sort of a softball. Kind of lobbed a softball movie because it's a movie that most people love.
I didn't want to watch anything that was going to make me really think.
Jack Black. There's a lot of movies of his
Nacho
I don't like.
Libre.
And this particular one I actually like more than most. So, diving right in.
It was lighthearted, it was cute, it was fucking... But Fredo made a comment, and, you know, he's probably right. It would never pass today.
You know, it's not that it would never pass
just
today.
Just because it's Jack Black, but...
It depends upon whether or not you're treating the culture that you're spoofing with respect. You know
exactly.
What I mean? There's some people that just cannot handle the respect portion, and in some cases, it's not even about the actual actor and or actress that's getting stuck in the role. It's about the fact that the directors and producers and the people around them are not making the effort to be respective to the culture that they're trying to spoof, so to speak.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, I love the movie.
And, like, they featured a bunch of, like, real-life Mexican luchadors.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think a vast majority of the cast in general were all Latino in descent. With the exception of course...
Jack Black. Ignacio.
Yes. So I'm going to just read a quick synopsis here. Ignacio, or... Nacho, to his friends, works as a cook in a Mexican monastery where he grew up. The monastery is home to a host of orphans who Nacho cares for deeply, but there is not much money to feed them. Nacho decides to raise money for the children by moonlighting in lucha libre wrestling with his partner Esquilito. Sorry, my apologies. I want to make sure that I'm saying the word correctly, you know what I mean? But since the church forbids lucha libre wrestling, Nacho must disguise his identity. So, just to start off with, I one thing that I did notice, and it's because we watched The Pick of Destiny fairly recently.
Yeah.
The same kid that they use to depict young Ignacio here is the same kid that they use to depict him as a child in The Pick of Destiny. But I didn't realize that I also knew him from something else that I had watched recently. And when I looked him up, he's the older brother in the TV show The Goldbergs.
I didn't watch that.
It's an 80s-based television show. Honestly, I don't think you would get anything out of that show, personally. The show itself is for people that lived through the 80s. It's basically just 80s nostalgia packed up in a show, on a TV show. The fact that he was the older brother in the show, and I had been watching it and didn't realize who the fuck I was watching, I was like, oh, one and one, here we go. One and one equals three, apparently. The humor...
And that's my boyfriend in the background.
Yes, that is the boyfriend in the background. We can't escape. We can't escape him.
No.
We will, eventually.
He's just everywhere.
When we're able to record in houses. You know.
Someday.
And then we won't have to bother his video gaming. You know.
Ever again.
Ever again. I liked the film mostly for the fact that while there were some just outright hilarious moments, they presented it with such seriousness that the comedy didn't overwhelm the movie. Like, Jack Black's regular style is a very overwhelming brand of comedy sometimes.
Yeah.
And
he wasn't, like, disrespectfully fucking over the top about it.
Even when they set him on fire in the middle of church, and you had the old priest just kind of get a handful of holy water and try to toss it onto his back while his robes are burning all around him, even in that moment, the comedy didn't feel so out of place that you couldn't take the sort of serious cinematic tone of the movie.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe you might have gotten this feel with the scene where they have, like, the little battle royal. It kind of had a little bit of a Scott Pilgrim feel with the how they were...
Yeah!
I don't know why. I felt cute. That watching it.
That whole scene with the, these are my recreational clothes, and the butt thing.
The clench. Yeah, there was a little bit too much of... It was hard to ignore certain things. Like, Jack Black was obviously not wearing any undergarments underneath what he was running in. And so you're watching these scenes where he's doing whatever, and there was the whole training montage, and I'm like, he really could have used something to kind of maintain the junk, which is currently flopping around all over the place while he's running. That has to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, no. That looked really uncomfortable.
They're just running full tilt, and he's running in what is essentially like these loose linen sweats. And there's nothing restraining anything there. And I'm just like, yeah. It took the second time of me watching it to kind of... I'm like, I'm just watching and mortified, like, okay.
Why are you objectifying the dick?
I don't know. Hey, I didn't notice till the second time through, so it was sort of just... I was looking for other things to kind of focus on. Like, during this wrestling match, the main wrestling match, which... gains them access to, oh god, what is the main lucha? Is it Ramses?
Ramses.
With the gold mask.
Who, by the way, passed away in 2019.
Yes, I did hear about that. The main guy that he had to defeat in that match was a guy named, it was this black masked guy named Silencio. Right?
Yeah.
And I was looking, I'm like, I'm trying to figure out where the seahorses come in here. Because Silencio has two seahorses facing each other. They're silver seahorses just looking at each other on his chest. And I'm like, there's so many things you could have chosen to sew onto your outfit as a wrestler named Silencio. And you chose seahorses.
I don't know.
I,
maybe there's a reason behind it.
I'm sure there is something that I mean, with movies like this, it's cinematically done. It was well done, and I'm sure there's plenty of little things, that little tidbits that we may not be realizing. Maybe I'm not, like, I didn't research the movie quite as much as I should have. I just watched it twice in a 24-hour period, which, by the way, that's enough Jack Black for me for the next month. especially Jack Black barely clothed. I do like that after losing the match and being ushered away from the monastery, the little boy that he's been basically mentoring throughout most of this movie, the one that's basically fallen in love with him like he fell in love with Ramses growing up, offers up his mother's lucky machete. A lucky machete.
Yeah. Hey, man, like, the kid's thinking, like, realistically, it's tough out there. Take a fucking machete with you.
Well, I mean, he did say that he wasn't going to anywhere specific. He was just going to go live and die in the wilderness of Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to need a fucking machete.
So here, take the lucky machete. Good on the kid. Here, take my mother's lucky machete, because I don't want to see you die.
Kid's fucking smart.
Lord knows what you're gonna find out there. This is probably the fittest I've ever seen Jack Black to.
Oh, yeah.
The most put together I've seen him. Because the movie, I saw a movie right after this because I was being lazy. I'm laying on my couch, and after watching it for the first time last night, Netflix decided, you know what, you're not gonna stop watching TV here. We're just gonna go in to the next Jack Black movie that we can find for you. And that Jack Black movie was The Polka King.
I didn't watch that.
It's about some guy who really knows polka music very well, but decides that he's going to expand his empire by basically setting up a Ponzi scheme and duping all of these people around him into investing in him.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but this is a more recent movie, and he is, he's not as in shape as he used to be. He's definitely...
He's getting older.
He is. He's letting himself go. Well, I'm getting older, too, and I'm desperately trying to get myself in shape. Not Jack Black shape. Nothing against you, Jack Black, if you happen to... Oh, God. You know, I started thinking about all the people that we've mildly insulted throughout this podcast. And if anybody if anybody just said, oh, yeah, these guys are really great. Wait, what? What the fuck are you talking about me for? I'm not passing this shit on.
We're kind of assholes.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Assholes, that's a good word for it.
Yeah.
It's me. I do a lot of it. I really do. I do a lot of it. We remember we had that whole episode where I insulted Mike Tyson, Kanye West, and a couple of other different people episode. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm doing a death march right through the episode here. Here we go.
If you ever get recognized, man, it's your funeral.
Right. Well, I'm banking on my everyman quality. Like, I blend in.
Yeah.
I blend in. I don't... Nobody's watching up for me, you know. I walk down the way and it's just... maybe a little bit less with the hair now. The hair's getting a little bit longer and the beard's getting a little bit longer. So I might stand out a little bit, but...
Yeah, I stick out like a blue thumb.
Blue thumb. Yeah, I don't have the green hair anymore to lean back on. I don't have that.
Yeah.
It's now like this nicotine stain yellow that was underneath the green since everything's kind of, you know, faded out. So I also noticed there was another kid. I don't know if you know, watch a lot of...
What was it? Was he from like Wizards of Waverly Place or Hannah Montana or some shit?
I think he was in both, wasn't he?
I don't even remember.
At one point, Moises Arias. He was the little kid that asked for the salad near the beginning of the movie, and he kind of was picked on a little bit by Nacho's favorite kid quite a bit. I don't remember the name of the kid in the actual movie, but I know the actor's name is Moises Arias. I know he was in... He did Hannah Montana. I think he was in a couple of different Disney shows, like Two Kings...
Let's see. He was in King of Staten Island recently.
I never got to see that.
I've been meaning to watch it.
I know he was recently... He was recently in 5 Feet Apart as well.
I didn't watch that.
So he was in Wizards of Waverly Place. He was a bit character in both shows, Hannah Montana and Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
He kind of plays that background character in a lot of Disney TV shows. Haven't seen that one. He was in a movie called Little Bitches.
Astro Boy.
Okay, I have seen that. And he's kind of everywhere. He has
Yeah.
He's not an unknown face. I recognized him like right off the bat. Like, oh, okay, I know who that kid is. He's a little peanut person in this particular movie, but he's grown into his looks.
Yeah, so I watching this movie, I found out that the guy with the weird smile that I see everywhere in memes and shit, it's from this fucking movie. It's Escalito.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, they made that comment like halfway through the movie, like somebody called him horse lips. Or horse face or like that. Oh, horse face. Yeah. I was just like, I don't recognize him from anything else. I have not seen any of the other movies that he's been in, but that may be primarily I saw Epic Movie. He was in Epic Movie. I've seen that. But primarily everything else that he's done has all been Spanish language movies. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. I watch foreign films.
I mean, you could watch the films with the subtitles.
I watch foreign films. But it's usually something that had some kind of cultural significance. Like I've seen Cinema Paradiso, which I really liked. Amelie, I liked that movie. God, there was I can't remember the name of the movie that now.
Pan's Labyrinth was fucking amazing.
Have you seen City of Angels?
I think I have.
Okay. So the movie that was based off of was an Italian film that actually starred Peter Falk in the angel role.
Okay.
But he was also sort of playing himself, which was kind of weird. It's an older black and white movie.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
But no, like I said, I've seen a lot of foreign movies, but they usually are something that was culturally significant to, you know, whoever that I was watching that movie about. So, and
I feel you.
I've fallen out of watching a lot of foreign films just because I used to like watching them with people, and my current flock, the people who have been cooped up in the house with for the past several years,
are sick of fucking watching movies.
They don't want to read their movies. You know? Here's where I laugh, okay? They do not want to read the foreign movies. So I had, like, when we watched the Battle Royale movies, I had to watch those on my own. However, the subtitles are permanently on everything. So they don't want to read their movies, but like if it gets noisy in the house, and we live right on the main road, as you can probably hear through the podcast, several episodes, you know, cars and motorcycles and everything have interrupted because I have no fucking padding anywhere, no soundproofing.
Yeah.
So rather than disturb the upstairs neighbor and the downstairs neighbor by turning everything up full blast, we just put on the subtitles so that like if somebody whispers something, we're still getting what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know? So,
I mean, I thought that was, like, what everybody did.
You know, it was not something that I did until after I had kids.
Yeah.
It was because I could pay attention. I could pay attention to a movie. And then all of a sudden it became, with the kids in the house, and then the pets, it became there's all these noises that are happening, and sometimes you have to go, okay, what are they saying? I don't want to turn this up because that.
See, for me, it's like I'll turn the volume up, and it still sounds really quiet, and fucking like they'll be talking normally, and then some like explosive shit will happen, and it'll like fucking I can do words, right? It'll get like stupid fucking loud, and It's easier just keeping the volume down and putting on subtitles.
I miss my old TV for that fact, because it had something that regulated the sound. So, like,
yeah,
when you had something specifically loud that was going to come through, it would regulate it so it wasn't quite as loud, but if there was something that was really low, it would bring the volume up a little bit for you. So it would regulate the volume based on what's going on the TV show or movie. It's like...
Word.
It's like, I don't know where they got that from, but I like that. That's very convenient. But my old TV is now sitting in Ben's room being unused. Well, we got the new TV and we put it out in the old TV out in the kitchen initially. Because Ben had kind of a little itty-bitty TV in his room. We decided to give him the big TV along with the old PlayStation. And we realized that the heat damage that had happened in the kitchen, like the right half of the TV, starts out progressively darker than it gets to the regular picture over here on the left side. So.
Oh, no.
So eventually this TV I've got in my living room has got to go into his room.
That's fun.
Getting back to the movie, because we get off track.
I mean, there's not much left to this. Like, okay, so it's basically just like he's not fighting for the right reasons. He wants to be famous and rich, and he wants to, you know, buy shit, and he wants to be recognized, but recognized with his mask on, you know?
Right, and he is shed of his mask by the end of the movie. Like, his mask is revealed, his mask is taken off, and everything is revealed directly in front of everybody. And at that point, he doesn't care, because it is more important for him to win for the orphans. And I like how they kind of set the environment that the final wrestling match takes place in to be completely against him.
Yeah.
Like... everything is, like, the entire video is done in this kind of gold, sort of beige tone. And the... Ramses is dressed in all gold. The entire mat is done in gold. The posts, the ring buckles, everything in gold. The ropes themselves are in red. But it's, like, the entire... I want to say the entire, arena is just set out as if... it were against him. Like, he has to overcome the entire place, overcome the fans, overcome, you know, the wrestler himself, who trashes him pretty decently throughout the entire match.
Yeah. And he was, like, he was a dick to him, to his face, earlier on in the movie, maybe, like, I don't know, the day before.
Right.
The kids were asking the Friar Ignacio to go ask Ramses for an autograph for them. And fucking, he walks up, he asks for the autograph, and he's like, but they're orphans, and da-da-da. And Ramses just, like, fucking shoves him and throws him across the street.
Initially, Ramses wouldn't even acknowledge him. He kind of let him talk, and then he turned back around like he didn't exist. Like, okay, and went right back to talking to his friends. And Ignacio wasn't having that, and so he was like, come on, you know, they're orphans, they're just asking for a signature, and that's when, you know, Ramses decides to basically toss him across the way. You know, brute strength, period.
Yeah.
But, that being said, he realizes in that moment, this guy that he's idolized, that's why he decided to fight and do this.
For the kids,
do it for God, blah, blah, blah. Very religious.
Do it for the right reasons, not for himself.
Right, because this guy who, you know, even as everybody was telling them, you know, a lot of these people wrestle for themselves. They wrestle for the fame. They wrestle for the vanity of it. And he wasn't doing it for the right reasons. They said, yeah, you're not going to win unless you're doing it for the right reasons. And that's when he starts fighting for the right reasons, when he realizes this guy that he has idolized... his entire life was literally just an asshole. He's like, this is the guy I looked up to. Why am I looking up to him? You know? And he realized these kids are looking up to him, too. He's like, well, no, I want to be somebody that you should look up to. You know, not what this guy is. Because he realized he was going down the wrong road as well. He was going down the road of vanity and the money and... He was spending his money.
He's getting a little too into himself with the clothes and shit, yeah.
Right, he was doing everything for vanity, for himself, and he wasn't doing it for the children, for God, so on and so forth. And mind you, I'm not a religious guy, so I'm tripping on the word God as it's coming out of my mouth. the only time where I had to suspend my belief in reality for just a moment was the very end of that match, where he dives off the top rope and literally flies halfway across the arena into the audience to pin this guy.
Yeah.
That
is fucking fantastic.
Fucking spoilers. But if you haven't watched Nacho Libre at this point, what the fuck are you waiting for? I may have ruined the pretty much the end of the movie for you, but if you haven't fucking watched Jack Black and Nacho Libre, you're missing something.
That's your fault.
I mean, it's not just a comedy. It's a movie that's got a lot of heart. The cinematic quality of the movie, like the cinematography that they put into this movie, was fantastic.
Yeah. You know,
just for the artwork of the frame by frame alone, it's worth watching this movie. And I like that it was done by Jack Black, written by Mike White. they make funny. That very prominent in the beginning. Jack Black, yeah. Mike White. Alright. I think that's a good place to kind of leave it off on the movie portion of our podcast. We're going to take a few minutes and we're going to just dive into a few miscellaneous questions and fun things for the end, but for a moment we're just going to take a quick break to listen to our sponsors, and we will be right back.
All right,
thank you for listening to our sponsors, and we're just going to go ahead and settle in for a few Barstool Sports questions. And while we were away, 30 seconds to you, you know, listening to a sponsor, it was probably a good 30 minutes to us. We're sitting here shooting the shit about
fucking chit-chatting about fucking
Coming to America.
We're supposed to be watching, movies that we're going to be watching in the future, and how fucking another podcast reviewed the new Coming to America, and how it would never pass today, and fucking... It's not a movie that should have been remade. It was fine the way it was. They should have left it where it was.
The thing is, I mean, okay. They remade it. It wasn't really a remake. It was a sequel.
It was a sequel.
Several
but they,
decades
like,
after the original. And there was always the intent of making a sequel. I don't know that it was needed. And I haven't actually seen the movie yet, so I'm going to have to sit down. Because,
and this is what everybody's like complains about, is they don't have any fucking original ideas anymore.
Well, it's not that you don't have original ideas. It's tough to fit everything into a box right now. You can have original ideas, but the problem is now not only do you have to worry about, I want to have an original idea, but then we have to go through the politically correct checklist. We have to make
it's
sure
really
we're
not
pissing
that
these
hard
people off.
To not be, like, racist or sexist or fucking abusive.
The best movies.
Like, it's really easy to do your horror fucking comedy dirty joke bullshit in a not, like, discriminatory way.
The best movies right now are not being churned out by the major corporate companies. The big companies are not churning out the best movies right now. The best movies are flying under the radar. They're art house movies. They're independent films. They're mm-hmm. movies made by smaller companies that are not necessarily on the map at this point and are trying to break out and be big.
That actually pay attention to what people want.
The small or in general, they're production companies headed by
something
people.
Something fresh, something new, something that's like not fucking offensive.
Here's the problem. Offensive is not a bad thing. Okay? Everybody stands by, oh God, this is offensive, that's offensive, this is offensive. Okay. Quentin Tarantino proves that offensive is not a bad thing if you're doing it while also making a point. If you're making some sort of social commentary point while also kind of providing that offensive content. You know, nobody's ever looked at a Quentin Tarantino film and gone, this is so offensive that nobody should ever fucking watch it. Because
I'm sure there are a few people that have said that about Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, white people.
I'm sure, yeah. absolutely.
Not for nothing. We are the most butthurt fucking people on the face of the planet. And half of these things that we're getting offended about aren't even about us. They're not. Yeah. You know what? I have decided not to get offended for other races anymore. I'm not going to get offended for you because, you know, that's like me saying, you can't stand up for yourself. Why am I going to get offended? If I get offended for you and outraged for you, I'll stand behind you in your outrage, but I'm not going to be the one that gets offended for you.
There you go. I mean, you can get offended for them and fucking speak out when no one else is doing anything.
Pardon me. I think that this is a real fine line that you have to cross with that. This is just me as a white American male, okay? You can sit here and say, you know, it's all right to be offended for people and speak out when nobody else is doing it. But it doesn't even work with females all that much. As a white American male, me speaking up for another race, you want to talk about having a tiptoe around things. You have to make sure that whatever you're doing, you're within your rights to do. And you have to go over things so thoroughly mentally in your mind. And yes,
I do that anyway.
I am very much a believer in the Black Lives Matters thing, and I am very much a believer in pretty much everybody deserving to have the basic given rights that most white American males take for granted on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, if you're born with those rights and are given those rights, and you have never once a day in your life had to fight to keep those rights, you don't have a say there.
That part.
Am I wrong? You muted yourself. You muted yourself, Miss B.
Oh, I thought I unmuted myself. Anyway, let's move on to some lighthearted shit. You're not wrong, though.
Right, right, right. So, moving away from what is obviously a tea time with honey topic.
I know, I've been on a hiatus for too long.
Actually, it's not, I don't even blame you. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to work on another platform so that we can actually run several podcasts at the same time rather than having to log in and out and in and out and in and out. But we'll figure it out. We will figure it out.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we will start. We're going to start with ATI, the Answer the Internet questions. This is a Barstool Sports game, a bunch of weird-ass questions, and we are going to start with this. If you could get access to one person's phone and look at all of their shit, who would it be?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend. Are you really that worried about your boyfriend, though?
Like, no, I just want to know what he's up to.
Personally?
I want to know what's going on in his head. He doesn't always know he doesn't always tell me what's going on in his head.
Do you think that it's going to be on his phone, though?
I
want to
know what he saves pictures of. I want to know what pictures of me he saves and fucking what he's got in his little, like, notepad and poems and shit. He used to write a lot. I'm not so worried about, like, who he's talking to. I want to see all, like, the cute shit.
I want Donald Trump's phone. That's the phone that I want. I don't want the phone that he carries around in public. I want the one that he thinks nobody knows he uses.
Nobody knows about, yeah.
That's the one that I want. Because you know guys like him, they have two phones, at the very least.
Guys like him have, like, eight phones.
You know?
At least.
Didn't they find, like, what's his name? Rudy Giuliani? They found, like, six phones in his apartment and they've
exactly.
taken them all. Yeah. No, it's that's who I want. I want his phones. Plural. You know?
Plural.
Yeah. All right, next question. If you could get shit-faced with any U.S. American president, who would it be?
With any president?
If I were to get shit-faced with any president, it would have to be Lincoln. Personally. Or, who is it? Is it FDR?
I think, yeah. I think I'd have to go with Roosevelt.
I think, I was going to say, Roosevelt, FDR, I believe he was the one that had, like, the most storied history. Like, this is a guy that, like, fought bears and did all sorts of weird fucking shit. If you ever read a biography about him, I've heard things, I need to sit down, people have told me things. And it's like, I need to go pick up a biography of this guy.
We're going to have a long talk. What actually happened?
It's like... Here's the question, sir. And after a few, after you've had a few drinks, you either embellish or you spill the truth. One of the two, you know. Yeah. Usually, it's the truth. Most alcohol is like truth serum to certain people. Though I feel like FDR might be able to drink me under the table. Could be just me.
Probably.
Most presidents back then could probably drink me under the table.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Which day is a worse day to have?
Drink whiskey like water.
I didn't even ask who you would drink with. Oh, you said
Roosevelt.
Oh, you said Roosevelt. Okay, you agreed with me. Well, you agreed with my second choice, not so much Lincoln.
Yeah.
Which day is a worse day to have a hangover? Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Why is it worse for Sunday?
Because then you gotta fucking spend the entire day recovering, and you don't get that extra day before Monday.
I think that
after your recovery,
for me, it would be Saturday, and the reason being is because Saturday is my weekend day that I fucking get shit done.
Like, yeah, no, it's usually Sunday for me.
Sunday, yeah. See, it's opposites for us because Saturday is the day that I get shit done because stores are still running on regular hours. I don't have to rush around because a lot of places close early on Sundays. So I go around and I do all my shit on Saturday, rest on Sunday. If I have a hangover on Saturday, I'm pretty much fucked till Sunday. Then I got to rush around on Sunday.
If I have a hangover on Sunday, I'm pretty much fucked until Monday. And then I have to go to work early in the morning.
You're pretty... If you get almost your shit done on Sunday, if you have a hangover on Sunday, you're fucked for the rest of the week.
Pretty much.
That's the horrible thing about making Sunday your to-do list, you know? If you do something and you got a hangover on Sunday, you're fucked for the week. Maybe you should start replanning. Just a little.
Maybe.
All right. Would you rather date someone who loves sports or hates sports? I'm going to go with hates.
Yeah.
I have never, and this is just because I have never been a sports...
I feel like people who love sports too much.
I am the film equivalent of what most guys do with sports.
I can't sit there and watch a fucking game. I can't follow it. It's just boring. I'll get distracted within the first, 5 minutes.
Right. Like, I can watch a game live. Like, in person, I can watch a game. But I can't watch it on TV. I'm not the guy that can sit down and watch, you know, your any given Sunday fucking football. Just not. It's not going to happen.
No.
No, it's like, because you know what goes on in my head, right? When I'm watching a football game, the first thing that goes on in my head is, this would make a horrible movie. Just... Because I've seen, that's my sporting events right there, are the ones that you see in movies. My boxing matches, Rocky. You know? My football movies, you got Any Given Sunday, The Replacements, all sorts of different things. I've watched basketball movies, you know? I watched the most recent Space Jam. I wasn't that impressed.
Honestly, I liked it.
I liked it more than the original.
I can't say that.
I can say that. Because you know why I can say that? LeBron seems to have have a... Oh, wow, we have some really loud vehicles going on behind me here.
Yep.
LeBron seems to have some acting chops. Michael Jordan could not act worth a damn. As a matter of fact, not only could Michael Jordan not act worth a damn, but every other basketball star that they had in the movie seemed to have done a better job acting than the lead guy they picked to act in that movie. The only reason why Michael Jordan got the lead was because Michael Jordan was Michael Jordan. You know?
Yeah.
He was the guy at the time. He was what LeBron James is right now. And I think that they should take the next step with the Space Jam movie, and there's going to be a third movie. But I want it to star The Rock. Called Space Slam.
The fuck? Oh my god.
What do you think? Come on.
Oh my god. I don't think they would... I don't know.
I don't think that would be a bad idea. Because one thing that you can give to wrestlers, okay, is the fact that they know how to act.
Yeah, that's... Okay. They do got that.
So, I believe a Space Slam movie would do far better than Space Jam, you know? You may not even have to have The Rock do it. You could have another popular wrestler do it, but I just can't think of one that would have the charisma that The Rock would have in the role.
Batista?
I stand corrected.
Yeah, I don't, right?
My thing is the way that he's been talking lately. He wants to be taken seriously as an actor, and I don't know that he would want to star in a movie about wrestling. I really don't.
I think he'd do great.
I think he would do great, personally. But I just think from his own personal standpoint, I think he's trying to distance himself from the ring. Like, several people have asked, when are you going to step back of the ring? When's your next match going to be? And I don't think that he plans on having a next match. I think he's done with the wrestling ring.
I don't blame him.
He's actually a very good actor. I've liked a lot of the movies he's been in. By the way, lead actor of Army of the Dead. So that movie that I'm talking about us doing. But I think we should do both of those movies. And you tell me if I'm wrong, but...
I'm down.
Gunpowder Milkshake and Army of the Dead.
Yeah. I'm down.
All right. Next question.
I'm sure the other guys will be down, too.
Oh, yeah. Those particular movies, probably.
Yeah.
I think that we should bring Peyton in for Gunpowder Milkshake. It's literally...
Yes!
It is an all...
Fucking yes, bitch!
Right. All female-led cast. So it's basically about a team of female assassins coming back together to fight this cartel.
Peyton, you fucking better!
Right? We want Peyton! Stop ignoring my texts. I'll send you after
her. I love you, bitch!
You go after her. Maybe.
I will.
Okay.
Maybe.
Next question. Would you rather only be able to eat ketchup or cream cheese?
Neither. I hate both.
Yeah, I was looking at this one. I mean, I'm wondering if they mean, like, as a condiment. Like, I mean, if you were only eating ketchup or cream cheese, that's pretty fucking disgusting. Like, I'm not going to the fridge to suck down a bottle of ketchup.
I don't like either as condiments.
You have to pick one or the other, though. It's which one?
I will choose death.
Which one? So rather than pick which one you would rather eat, which one of the two would be the most likely that you could do away with without any kind of worry? For me,
both
it would be the cream cheese. It would be the cream cheese for me. No, actually, fuck that. It would not be the cream cheese. It's going to be the ketchup. Because cream cheese is the main component in fucking cheesecake. And, if I can...
I don't even like cheesecake!
I love cheesecake. Oh my god, I love cheesecake. Have you... the cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory? Fuck. That is like...
cheesecake!
That is like my heart attack in cake form right there. Okay, we're just gonna say that's a wash for you. We'll burn them both for you.
I choose death. I will fucking starve to death before I allow either of those to enter my system.
All right. Yeah. Next question. Who is the bigger badass, James Bond or Jason Bourne? I'm going to have to say Jason Bourne.
I mean, that's hard.
For me, it's tough to say that.
Because I didn't watch the Bourne movies.
For me, it's hard to say that. I mean, James Bond is a tough SOB, but he has people and gadgets that he relies on a continual basis. Jason Bourne is like a one-man fucking army.
Okay.
You know, he...
Jason Bourne's the guy that, like, fucking has all these military fighting skill shit bullshits, and he's like, how can I do this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Personally, I think Jason
Bourne...
I don't
know how I'm doing this! This is incredible!
Even though, I mean, his films have been around for... Oh, a much shorter time than the James Bond films, you know?
Yeah.
I would have to give it to Jason Bourne, even though there's more to the franchise for James Bond. I think Jason Bourne is the certifiable badass there. If you could only eat one meat for the rest of your life, which would you pick?
Beef.
Now, this picture worries me. The picture that comes along with this card worries me tremendously. Do you see why it worries me?
Is that an ape?
That's a fucking chimpanzee. All right? So, on the picture, it gives you...
chimpanzees.
It gives you chicken, cow, pig, and monkey. I'm guessing countries where monkeys are far more abundant, there might be places that eat monkey meat.
You know what? You're probably right.
But
we can't even sit here and fucking be like, oh, that's terrible, that's disgusting. But you know, we're not in those places.
There are countries that eat dog. No meat is off the table because it's tough to get meat. You know, with a lot of places, it's tough to get food, so you eat what you get.
Yeah, but see, those places have whole ass festivals with like dog slaughtering activities.
Yep.
It's cruel.
We have whole ass friggin' industries with cow slaughtering festivities. It's not.
It's not any different, but
no, it's the difference between tradition and industrialism.
Yeah,
you know, we let me.
I'll eat the meat. I'm not about to like go have a whole fucking festival slaughtering the animals.
Think about it this way for just a minute, though. A lot of these places are having a festival slaughtering the animals, but they're also honoring the animals and making sure to use every single part. So it's not an industrial exercise. It is an actual caring activity where, you know, yes, it's a festival. Yes, don't get me wrong. But they're also honoring these animals as well.
The dog slaughtering festival I'm talking about, right?
I guess maybe I don't. Are we about to get deep and dark again, or should we wait?
We're not going to get all like deep into it right now, but there's this whole dog slaughtering festival, and it's fucked up, and just don't speak any good words on it until you see what actually goes on, because it's not a fucking like respectful thing to the animals.
Okay, I wasn't necessarily speaking good, but I'm just talking...
No, I know, but it's, like, they don't even respect the animals. Like, it's fucked up. It's really fucking bad.
I'll just qualify that by saying one thing. The industry that we use to create our... I've been part of it at one point. And the industry that we use to process our chicken, process our meats, process our pigs, it is so...
Also very fucked up.
It's very fucked up. Just our consumption of meat in general, I'm amazed that I'm not a vegetarian based off of what I know. You know?
Yeah, right?
Absolutely amazed. That being said, let's move on and keep a little lighthearted. We got two more questions to get through before we start talking about things that make us reassess our human condition. Okay, first question. Would you rather be a world-class dancer, singer, or fighter?
fighter.
Okay. I mean, I want the first thought in my head was I would want to be a world-class fighter. Because if shit really hit the fan, like the apocalypse, the ability to fend or defend yourself is something you definitely want to have.
No, you know what? I want to go with world-class dancer, because they got some fucking serious endurance.
Okay. The second part was world-class singer, just based off of the fact that I love podcasting, that I love being in front of a microphone. I used to do a shitload of fucking karaoke. I do sing. You guys have heard me sing off the microphone here. And I never really did anything with it. I had an offer once when I was much, much younger, less than half of my current age. And this tells you how long ago was it. I took the cassette tape and it ended up in a top drawer and I never did anything with it. Basically because I had moral battles going on in my head. Because I was a white kid and they gave me an entire cassette of Motown songs to sing. everything from Stevie Wonder to Luther Vandross to who else? Michael Jackson. And I'm like, what exactly do you want from me? Thank you, but no. I just put it away. Last question. Here we go. We've got a question for the human condition. Are you ready?
Okay.
Would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die? Quiet. Quiet after. Do you want to know? I don't want to know when. I do not want to know when. I would want to know how. Because how gives you the slight opportunity to probably avoid what was going to kill you and change that how into something else. Knowing when just means you're going to die at that particular point. Doesn't give you any idea of what you're going to do or how it's going to happen. Just gives you that thing in the back of your head, like, this is the time I'm going to die. I have to get everything. You would constantly... Well, actually, that might change my mind a little.
I was thinking I want to know when, just because, like, I want to get my shit done. And if it's a short amount of time, then I'm going to quit my fucking job. I'm going to grab my last paycheck. I'm going to go fucking take my kids somewhere and... die in peace.
That's where that idea comes from, you know, though. Live every day like it might be your last day. Because it's a very good possibility with everything going on around the world right now. That could happen.
Yeah, but see, we can't live every day like it's our last day, because then we're going to end up on the street and fucking...
Not necessarily. It depends upon what you take from that, It depends on what you take from that saying.
If I live every day like it's my last day, I'm going to be splurging a lot.
For me, living every day like it's my last day would mean wanting to communicate with people that I love, making sure that I'm talking to people, you know, hey, how are you, blah, 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 blah. No regrets in the end, you know. Squashing old feuds, living every day like it's my last day means getting shit done that I want to get done, you know? Like... I don't even know how to put it.
I don't know if I'd even, like, call anyone or contact anyone. I'd go off and die alone in my, like, in my own time, on my own space, and fucking just, like, let someone find me, and they can, I'll write a note or something and be like, I love you guys, I appreciate y'all, thank you for existing in my life, but, you know, gotta do me.
It depends on how much time you have.
Yeah, exactly.
If you find out that you're going to die in 2 days, you know, then yeah, I can understand that mindset. I'm going to go off and die alone. Now I'm going to die anyway. Might as well die where I want to die, when I, you know, how I want to die, you know, if this is how it's
going to happen. I don't want to spend fucking the next 48 hours contacting everyone that I have ever known and being like, oh, I'm sorry we had all these problems and shit, or, oh, fucking, I forgive you, or some bullshit. I don't want to spend my time thinking about all that shit. I just want to, you know, enjoy my last time.
But if they tell you you're going to die in 10 years, I want to do everything that I can to see everything that I can, to just... experience as much as I can. Because I'll be honest with you.
I don't know. I'd probably keep that a secret.
What do you mean?
I probably, if I knew I was going to die, like, specifically what day and time and, like, years from now, I would keep it a secret and I would, you know, subtly get shit done, make the relationships that I have count, and then disappear that last day and fucking go die alone. Leave a note.
Okay, that's fair enough. I still don't think, I mean, we have two different approaches here, you know? We have two different approaches. I mean, it had been my intent, and I really don't want to do this when I'm 80 years old either. You know, kind of like what Timberley's doing right now, kind of going around the United States and just kind of seeing shit. That's kind of what I wanted to be doing. I don't want to be, you know, just sitting at home for the rest of my life renting an apartment. I don't.
Yep.
And, you know, it's tough. It's not something you can pretty much say, hey, you know, I'm going to bust my ass every day at work, do overtime, and one of these days, you know, something's going to happen. I can't even guarantee that. So one of these days, I'm going to have to make something happen. You know, I can't just wait for it to happen to me. I have to make it happen for me.
Exactly.
Which is part of why I'm sitting here chatting and doing everything that I'm doing with you guys. It's part of me finally getting out and saying, not only do I want to make something happen, but I want to try to make something happen for people that I care about, too. You know?
Yeah.
So, yes, I just basically, and Omar, if you're listening, whoever.
Get all sentimental on us. With
get all button. Sentimental. I care about you fucking people. Jesus. So, that being said, we're going to go ahead and end the podcast today. Please, like, subscribe, listen, share. Pop on our page, you know, leave us a good old, hi, how are you? Or if you don't like us, give us a good old, fuck you. I don't care, as long as you're interacting with the page. Go say hi. Do something. Pop over on Anchor. On Anchor, you could actually leave us a message for the podcast, which we could play. We have not gotten one yet in 3 years. And we need something.
Oh, God, you're right.
Yeah. You know, we have that option. People can leave us messages. People can leave little things, you know. Even Timberley, who's going to be violated.
We gotta step up our thing. We gotta fucking spread out, and we're working on our new setup.
You know what, though? We got sidetracked. We were doing very well. We were getting videos out.
We always get sidetracked.
And, well, the world got sidetracked. It's not just us. The world got sidetracked with COVID. And you know how hard it is?
Bo Burnham said, the funniest thing happened.
Man, the funniest thing happened on the way to doing some content. Right. So, go ahead. We're out on pretty much any podcasting platform that you can think of, with the exception of a handful. We're not quite in the upper echelons of podcasts yet. So, you know, you're not going to find us on iHeartRadio, because apparently they don't heart our podcast yet. Maybe someday. In the meantime,
this is very dragged out.
Very dragged out.
Get the idea, Chris. Drink some fucking water, you thirsty bitches.
Yeah, what Miss B said.